Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please do not go to Pornhub just yet. Apparently, there are new sections, I don't know what you call it, where there is coronavirus porn. people are wearing masks when they're having sex. Please don't go there yet. Just don't. I don't want you guys to get in trouble with your wives. There are people having sex in hazmat suits. Apparently, people think a woman in a coronavirus mask is sexy. You know, it's so funny. My husband asked me once to wear a mask. I don't think it's because it had to do with infectious disease. I think he just wanted my face covered. I don't know. So, ladies, if you're told to wear a mask, right, you know, it might just be because they don't like your looks. So there has been a rise in very weird porn, some of it even racist, and that has kind of exploded since this. We're also being told that divorce rates have risen exponentially in China. Now, I don't have numbers, okay, but I am reading this from Business Insider, that a unexpected side effect was that people had to be in close quarters with their wife or husband or family members or whatever, and you kind of get sick of each other. I mean, I love my family, and we always travel together, and you know, we'll spend spring break together or whatever, and I could be a week with my family, and you know, we've been pretty good because we're used to that. But I longer than a week, I don't think we could do it. I really don't. And so the Global Times reported that in the Chinese city of Zhuhai, there's been a record high number of divorce requests in recent weeks, with some districts, I guess, maxing out the number of appointments available for people to get divorced. And why is that? I mean, you're betrothed. I mean, you know, you pledge your life to somebody that, you know, you want to spend the rest of your life with, and then all of a sudden you just kind of get sick of them. And I think some of the best marriages are the ones where you do kind of have that space. You know, I love my husband, but, you know, when we worked together, it wasn't so much that we spent time. We like spending time. We like talking to each other. We have so much in common, but there was like resentment type stuff, you know, like, for example, let's say, you know, I don't know. I don't want to come up with too much examples, but like, you know, let's say I need help with something and, you know, he's, you know, doing something else. And I'm like, look, you know, I could have had help. So I think what it is it's not that you guys dislike each other or, you know, fall out of love. It's you have more opportunity to tick each other off. You know, I mean, like even best friends fight all the time. But if you only see your best friend every couple weeks, you have less of an opportunity to fight with them. So I think it's just, you know, there's more opportunity to tick people off because we're always ticking people off. All right. So, and especially if people are watching coronavirus porn, I don't see how that's going to help a marriage at all. But that's, I mean, it's what people are into. People find the strangest things sexually enticing. I don't know, but I really want to interview a writer of porn. I know a lot of people in the entertainment industry, and you know, I've met people that wrote movies and screenplays and books and TV shows. I am just dying to know how that works, where they're having their pitch session and they go, okay, why don't we have the two people have sex wearing, I don't know, scuba gear. I, you know, and they're like, oh, that's a good idea. Let's do it. Yeah, you just wonder where the creativity flows and how it becomes a movie that basically doesn't really have a lot of, you know, yeah, action. Maybe there's a protagonist, maybe there's an antagonist. There's definitely a climax. So now, it's an art. It's an art. Okay, so now, blood pressure medications. We do not want people freaking out about this. So, all right, let me just review what's going on with this one. Okay, there was a study that came out. I think it came out last week. We talked about it a little bit, where when the coronavirus infects a cell, it might utilize the ACE2 protein or the angiotensin system as a conduit to kind of get into cells, okay? And the virus needs a transporter to get into cells. And they need this S2, this ACE2, in order to do it, they found. ACE inhibitors, some scientists believe, might cause cells to express that protein more, such that the virus will have more of an opportunity to get into the cell and allow it to reproduce itself and propagate it, which could be why when we're looking at people with coronavirus, those who apparently get the more severe disease are those with high blood pressure over diabetes and over heart disease. So when they looked at the numbers, they found high blood pressure patients seem to be affected more. Now they need to quickly dissect and find out if they're all on a very similar medication. But get this, diabetes, a lot of diabetics are on ACE inhibitors to protect the kidney. ACE inhibitors and ARBs are some of my most favorite medications because they control the blood pressure really well, and as long as you don't get a cough from an ACE, and as long as you don't have any angioedema or other sorts of symptoms, you know, they work really, really well with blood pressure, especially for that, you know, for that, those spikes. You know, when people's blood pressure slowly goes up, it could be because, you know, their vessels are kind of thickening, or if their heart rate's up, their blood pressure's up, you know, they might need a beta blocker. If they fluid overload, they might need a diuretic. But when you have the type of blood pressure where you don't know why the heck it just spikes, it might be your angiotensin renin system. So these ACE inhibitors and ARBs block certain pathways to that system. The problem is if there's a unintended consequence of taking this medication, such that it allows the cells to have different receptors or to upload certain receptors, such that that's exactly what the virus needs, we might have to attack that by possibly changing people's blood pressure medications. No need to do that now. Do not stop your blood pressure medications. This is only one study, but you do need to talk to your doctor about that, as people with high blood pressure do seem to be in the higher risk group. We just don't know why. This is one theory. 1-877-DOCVALLEY. Don't go away. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so we do have some questions coming in, and please call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877. Actually, why don't we just go right to the phone lines? We got Johnny calling from California. Hey, Johnny, thanks for calling in. What's your question?
Well, could the viruses we're detecting in the United States just be virus polymorphing and have nothing to do originally with the coronavirus, and we're just able to detect them? I mean, look how fast they made the test, and it's, like, very genetic, and it's, you know, I don't know. I just wanted your point of view on could a lot of what we're seeing just be the normal, you know, just typical, you know, viral season.
Exactly. No. Great question, Johnny. Yeah, so one thing that we're kind of struggling with is the sniffles and the coughs and colds typical cold symptoms? Because you know how they're telling people to stay home. And so they're not getting tested. So people think, oh, I might have coronavirus, and it's just a cold. Or, like you said, or regular coronavirus. Or we're seeing people with fever, dry cough, and that could be flu. So, yeah, absolutely, Johnny. It's a concern that we have that where, you know, that where... You know, we could be misdiagnosing or we could be almost doing a false positive because we're not testing enough. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Yeah, I told you guys last hour that there was a, you know, there was a person who called in thinking they have, you know, pneumonia, fever, cough, whatever. They were told to stay home, which doesn't make any sense because if somebody actually has pneumonia, that you want to treat them right away with antibiotics, you want to do a chest x-ray. And so it might just be that certain medical facilities are overwhelmed. It could just be that that was a false rumor. But, you know, a lot of people are on home quarantine, and we kind of need to know if it's COVID-19 and you need to be, you know, and you need to be, shall we say, like, you know, isolated for 14 days, which, by the way, I hate to tell you this, the quarantine might now be up to 5 weeks. Hold on a second. Okay, let me see if I could pull this up. There was a new report. Let me see if I could find this. I apologize. And it was not a favorite study of mine. This is going to be kind of tricky. I need to find it. Let me see. There was a report, and I might have to find it for the next segment, where if you did a 14-day quarantine, that might not be enough because it might actually be in your system for about 5 weeks after. Now, I don't know about you or I, but I cannot be walled up in my house for 5 weeks. Let's be honest here, okay? We want to protect others. We need to have an honest conversation, okay? All right, you know, everybody's going to be political. They're going to say we want to save the world. We don't want to see any more cases, and we don't, okay? Nobody wants to see any more coronavirus cases. Nobody wants to see anybody die. Nobody wants to see a new virus consume us. I believe Bernie Sanders is calling this a war. So, I, you know, we don't want a little baby, microscopic piece of crap, little son of a whatever, take us down, okay? However, what we're doing is possibly making things worse. So people are now bunkering down. Why aren't you going outside? Why aren't you getting some sun? You know, when you stay indoors, you could get sick more. You know how they talk about hospitals are a hotbed, you know, of illness and infectious disease? Well, it's because you're not moving. You're breathing in the same air. You're around the same people. This panic, you can't buy hand sanitizer anywhere. You can't buy gloves anywhere. So I have a 75-year-old mother. I'm like, okay, Mom, you know, I'm trying to find this for you. I can't. Why? Because all the young people ran out and bought it. And mind you, I don't want young people getting sick, but that's not the, you know, that's not the population that's getting hurt. So here we go. Researchers collected samples from patients who were sick in Wuhan, and thank the Lord somebody is actually studying this stuff. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. And they found that the virus could live up to 37 days in a patient's respiratory tract. Now, that is more than twice as long as the mandatory two-week isolation period, which means if, let's say, you have been diagnosed, and you get that scarlet letter or whatever, or you get that brand, there's a chance that your employer may be like, I don't even want you coming in. And rightfully so. If he has employees that are vulnerable, he could be in a crap load of trouble if you come to work. So the two-week isolation period is kind of the mandatory isolation period that a lot of these countries have been implementing, and probably we will too in America. But 37 days, remember there was a patient who had it, who got it a second time, reinfection. Either reinfection or it lay dormant and came back out. That's pretty concerning. So this study was published in The Lancet. 191 patients from two hospitals in Wuhan. The team used electronic medical records to collect demographic data as well as laboratory data. And they detected the RNA of the virus, the actual genetic material, which carries the genetic information and respiratory samples from patients, and they followed it for a median of 20 days after they first became sick. The shortest amount of time somebody was infectious was 8 days. So they got over it, and they weren't releasing the virus by checking the DNA. But the longest amount of time, there was somebody that shed it for 37 days. Shed, S-H-E-D, shed. Prolonged viral shedding, they said, provides the rationale for a strategy of isolation of infected patients and optimal antiviral interventions. Now, I mean, God bless them, all right? They have to figure out, I know this isn't the best news or the news we want to hear, but if we are trying to limit this, you know, if we are trying to limit this virus, we can't be working with false information. We can't be having false assumptions that, all right, well, you know, if you're, if you have it, just stay home for 2 weeks. And then the person leaves after 2 weeks and he's like missing people and hugging them and shaking their hands and whatever, or, you know, whatever, you know, laughing at jokes because he hasn't seen people in 2 weeks, and then spreads it. I mean, if we're going to nip this in the bud, we're going to have to really nip it in the bud. I mean, we are going to have to contain. But 37 days. Now, Ebola had at least a 30 to 60 day, remember, window, and I think it was in semen for months. So, you know, I'll give you guys the latest on Ebola, too. Yeah, nobody's been talking about that. So a study conducted by the U.S. government and other scientists found that the virus can survive in the air for 3 hours and can live in surfaces for up to 3 days. Now, previous studies said 9 days. So I'd love to go with this 3 day thing, but remember, it's the weakest chain in the link. If somebody said that coronaviruses have the potential of 9 days, let's just assume 3 days, 9 days, just clean the surfaces. Tests show that the virus could survive on copper for 4 hours, on cardboard for an entire day, and up to 72 hours on plastic and steel. A German study found that infected patients shed large amounts of the virus before symptoms appear. Well, that's kind of, you know, usual and customary with any virus or cold. You're infectious before you even get sick. So, even if you have no symptoms or coughing, sneezing, something light, you could still be contagious. So, where are we at right now? And again, we're taking your questions and your calls at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So right now we're at 140,000 cases, 5,100 deaths, 70,000 recovered, but we are seeing a rather than an exponential rise of the curve, we're starting to see a little bit of some leveling off. Italy, we haven't really had new cases that we've heard of recently, but I'm sure it's just because the numbers aren't in. They're at 15,000 cases, coming behind China at 80,000 cases. Iran is at 11,300 cases. South Korea, 7,900 cases. Spain, 4,300. Germany, 3,400. France, 2,800. America at 1,800 cases with 41 deaths. I think we're still doing a good job in terms of not having the same numbers as China and Italy. But that, again, we haven't been testing. So once we test and we get more unfortunate, you know, we get more data, we will see that number rise. And people are going to be like, oh, my gosh, you know, it's rising. I mean, is it rising because it's spreading? Or is it because people are being tested? You know, like, Johnny had brought up, you know, do a lot of us, have we already had it? 1-877-DOCDALI.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House is expected to vote on a coronavirus relief bill on Friday. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has been negotiating with Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin. Mnuchin tells CNBC that more legislation is coming.
I think we're very close to getting this done. This is a very important bill for small and medium-sized businesses, for people that are impacted by the coronavirus. I think we're like in the second inning of getting things done.
President Trump is expected to formally declare a national emergency during an afternoon press conference at the White House. That will set the stage for more direct federal relief to Americans and companies who are affected by the coronavirus. Checking in on Wall Street and how your 401ks are handling the coronavirus, the Dow was up over 300 points, the S&P and NASDAQ also up. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We are taking your questions from Twitter. We are taking your questions online at 1-877-DOCDALI and taking your questions on Facebook. All right, one of our listeners wants to know, what would a school shutdown look like? And so, okay, I don't know about you guys. I have a college student and I have a high school student. And there's been a lot of discussion of, I think I just heard, like, BYU is going to cancel graduation. I'm not sure if classes are canceled. Hold on a second. Let me take a look at this. BYU graduation. Yeah, Utah has moved most of their classes online. Not sure about BYU. One of our other listeners is asking about BYU, and we'll talk about that later. But what's happening that I could say personally is my kid, who's in college at UNLV, they are going to be going on spring break this next week. And then, oh, I know, man, they're like, oh, spring break, where are you going to go? Where are you going to go? Yeah, I mean, can't go to Disneyland. Disneyland shut down. But spring break, oh, a lot of older kids go to Disneyland. My kids, no matter how old, love Disneyland. Me too. Oh, my gosh. I mean, it just, you know, because they got the roller coasters and they got the, you know, beignets, and it's just yummy. It is just, it's crazy. But anyway, I'm hearing Disney World might close at the end of Sunday through the end of the month. All right. We'll kind of give you guys updates on that just in case you guys have tickets for that. So with college, my kid is supposed to be going to online class. He's going to be spring break, and then he's going to do online classes and from home. I don't know if he's going to be allowed to go to the library. He loves to study at the library. It's interesting. He's going to the same college that I did, my little baby. He studied at the same library I did. Hey, little baby, where mommy used to be. He's my little mommy. Yeah, so I don't know. I mean, he gets, he gets stir crazy at the house. So he's going to be doing an online class. And then we heard from my kids' high school that they are slowly transitioning, making sure all the teachers are ready to go with online classes in case they have to, you know, pull the plug on in-room classes, which is kind of frustrating because, you know, kids, you know, like to be around other kids and, you know, they like to, you know, group study and, you know, flirt and date and all that. You would think see a drop in STDs with colleges closing down and high schools possibly closing down. But so what would that look like? What would it look like if the kids don't have school? Your kindergartners, your all that. Well, it's not a good situation at all, but understandable. If they are trying to limit this virus because they think it's going to get worse and they think more people are going to get sick, then, you know, making sure that the kids don't have a hotbed of this and allow it to brew and then come home, keeping them isolated because kids are great transporters for bugs. They're little, you know, germ sponges, you know, would help from a coronavirus standpoint. In terms of you not being able to work, even working from home, it's really hard to do with kid. I mean, my kids, mom, mommy, mom, 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 mommy, mom, mom. What? I forgot. Okay, well, I'm working. If you remember, mom, yeah? Can I eat? No. Mom? Nothing. They get bored. Kids get bored at the house. You know, they get bored. You're trying to work. Then, if the school's closed, from what I understand in New York, with this lockdown they're doing for a couple weeks, those who get free breakfast and free lunch, it's going to be delivered to the house. So, you'd have, you know, more of a delivery issue. But I would probably say if, you know, your kids are going to be, you know, home, you're going to have to do some outdoor stuff. You know, the weather's going to start getting nicer, so maybe take them to the park. You know, hopefully they're, you know, more than 3 feet away from anybody else. Maybe do some camping, maybe do some hiking. But, you know, being around others is, you know, supposed to be a no-no. We're really going to get to know our family, aren't we? You know, I am so afraid that my mom might say, why don't I just bunker down with you guys? Oh, my gosh, talk about divorce rates up. Hubby would leave me. So, speaking of, you know, food to go and Uber Eats, apparently to help prevent the spread of coronavirus, Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti suggests to consider ordering delivery instead of going out to eat. That's going to really help the restaurant business industry. If you were going out to dinner, maybe you don't go out to dinner, but order out at that restaurant. Let's prop up those local businesses that are here in Los Angeles. And he's got a point. If we could still give them money although they'll definitely lose on alcohol sales. You know, these restaurants, they make bucks on their, you know, $10 rum and coke that only costs 50 cents to make. But, you know, but at least it keeps them in business. They say a number of restaurants around L.A. are prepared. You got Baco Mercat, Barama, Orson Winston in downtown L.A., Amasita in Culver City. So they're going to offer heat and serve dishes starting on Friday. They say they encourage anyone who doesn't feel great to stay at home or order food for delivery or pickup. Now, this is all fine and dandy, but the next question is if everybody's staying at home, who's doing the delivery? I mean, maybe you could go up to the restaurant or you could go up to the window. Where is it? Outback Steakhouse. With Outback Steakhouse, you could drive up. I love Outback Steakhouse. See? Love Australians. No Australian could upset me at the very least because of what they did with Outback Steakhouse. So you drive up. Somebody comes and gives you the food, and that's great. But then that brings the next question on who's staffing at these restaurants. You know, people. I hear people talking about their lockdown. Like, all right, this is what we're going to do for the lockdown. We're going to stay home. We'll do Uber Eats, or we'll do Grubhub, or we'll order Domino's pizza. I'll get some groceries, so we'll get some vegetables and things like that. We'll maybe do one to-go order a night. We'll do this. And I'm like, okay, so you're all on lockdown. Who's Uber eating? Who's Domino pizza-ing for you? Who's going to work at Netflix? I guess there's a show in the UK that's going to shut down because of this. So who's going to be on TV? Now, luckily for me, I do my show, and I'm not in close proximity to Daniel and Jason, so I can't get them sick if I do get sick. I have my own studio. Which means, you know, I'm here in Vegas while they're in Minneapolis. So I could, you know, still do my show. And so you guys are going to, at least you guys can listen to Dr. Valley's show. But, we still need the network to come to work. You know, we have no idea where this is going. And so when people go, you know what, the lockdown's not bad. I got my Netflix and I'll order in. Who's going to deliver? You know? So, Disney, some of you are thinking, oh, man, we could go to Disneyland because, you know, it'll be empty. Every Disney theme park worldwide will be closed starting this weekend, including Disney World in Florida and the Disney Resort in California because of the coronavirus epidemic. Disney Cruise Line will also close. Plus, Disney California Adventure also close through the end of the month. Disney's hotels, however, will remain open until Monday. They have 4 ships in their cruise line. I heard the Disney cruise is amazing, and I heard the food is fantastic, but it's pricey. I haven't done it because it's, like, super pricey. So apparently they are going to suspend their new departures. Disney World in Florida has 6 separately ticketed parks. They have an annual attendance of 93 million. They're going to close at the end of Sunday through the end of the month. I'm not sure if everybody gets their tickets back or refunds or what's going to happen. But, people have been just, apparently Disneyland, Disney World have been crowded because people thought it was going to close. Apparently Indiana Jones ride, actually that's not long, 45-minute line. Indiana Jones ride's usually longer. So, when Disney closes down, you know this is serious. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi. Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of our listeners had asked about travel. They had a trip coming up in April to Europe. Should they cancel it? Now, I have a trip coming up in June, small, quick trip, just a two-day trip to New York. But if I had a trip that was going to be international, I would be canceling it. Not so much because I'm afraid of getting coronavirus in Europe, but I would be afraid that I wouldn't be able to come back home. So, the travel ban to me is kind of concerning. And so I would be very, I would be very hesitant on leaving my homeland in case they decide to quarantine or I hot flash now. I'm at the age where I hot flash. The last thing I want is I'm trying to get back home. I run out of my hormones. I start to hot flash, and they go, you know what? You look sweaty. Let's just keep you just in case and test you. You know? So we're being told that Americans traveling in Europe right now are scrambling to buy last-minute plane tickets. Some cases they are spending thousands of dollars each. One family of three paid $8,000 for three one-way tickets from Paris to New York. Well, New York to Paris and Paris to New York is already kind of expensive. You're already looking at about $1,000 away, but still, that's over $2,500, $2,700 a ticket for a one-way ticket. Carl McNary told ABC News on Friday, I feel like they were putting a price tag on people's safety. They said that's scary, especially if people can't afford it. That is. Jake Genachowski, an American who was traveling to Switzerland, was able to make it home back in time before the ban kicked in. He said that when he arrived, there was no screening for coronavirus. He said, I just made it through customs. He said, arriving passengers were asked if they had flu symptoms, but they were not asked if they had been to Italy or any other country hard hit by the coronavirus. There's been wary and confused travelers, many wearing face masks. They rushed to board flights from European airports to the U.S. on Thursday after Trump announced the new travel restrictions. His 30-day travel order applies to citizens of 26 European countries, but excludes Britain and Ireland, as well as American citizens. American citizens can still come back for now. They can still come back. They will have to do a quarantine after the travel, once the travel ban is instituted. Takes effect from midnight later tonight. So, people are panicked about it, but here's the problem that we have, okay? And this is where I wish we weren't in this current state, but everything and their mother is being canceled. Graduations, sports events, school dances, fundraisers, all this is being canceled. And if we don't get a grip on people coming in that could be sick, it's going to prolong. And so tightening the borders and tightening things up is one way to help. The problem is if, you know, people kind of make it to England and then from England come to the United States, we're really not doing much. My guess is they couldn't do the ban because New York and London have a lot of people have offices in New York and London. If you've ever been to New York, it seems like a third of the population speaks British, right? I mean, it's English, but it's British English because there is just a symbiosis between, you know, London and New York City, such that it's like an extension of us or vice versa. So my guess is New York thought they would be crippled if they didn't have access to London and England, the rest of England. But are we still really containing the virus? You know, I mean, I was in Europe this summer. We did little baby stints in Germany, Austria, Italy, France. Was like for a few hours in England. And again, it's very, I guess, easy to want to kind of go into other countries when you're in Europe because, you know, everything is more closer together. It's not like a huge span like America. America's so much bigger. So you want to drive to Denver, that's going to take, you know, half a day to a day to do. You want to drive around Italy, you could do that very easily. So, you know, it's going country to country because the European Union is fairly simple. When you do go to Austria, you do have to pay something to have a sticker in your car. You got to remember to do that. Because there are fees that you have to have, you know, to be in other countries. But for the most part, you still have free roam. So it's not uncommon for anybody to go to Europe to be passing through a whole bunch of different, you know, places. Somebody has asked, how many cases are in California right now? Okay. California, just switching gears really quickly. California has about 241 cases. Four people have died. All right. Still horrible, but remember, we are still kind of short on testing cases. Numbers might be higher than that, but four people have died. Grand Princess, which I believe is docked in California, has 21 of those 241 cases. Nevada has 11 cases total for the state. Utah 5, Arizona 9, Colorado has 50 cases. New Mexico 6, Hawaii has 2. Hawaii took them a while, but they have it now. Washington has 457 cases, one of the highest in the nation. 31 people have died. Montana has one case, Oregon 24, Wyoming is one, Nebraska has 11, South Dakota has 8 cases, but one person died. Iowa has 16 cases, Wisconsin 8, Illinois 32, Minnesota 9, North Dakota 1, Pennsylvania 22, Indiana 13, Ohio 5, Michigan 12, Texas 32, Kansas 5 cases with one death, Oklahoma 3 cases, Missouri 2 cases, Arkansas 6 cases, Mississippi 1 case, Tennessee 18 cases, Louisiana 19, Pennsylvania 22, Indiana 13, Ohio 5, Michigan 12, New York 327, Vermont 2, Maine 1, New Hampshire 6, Massachusetts 108, Rhode Island 5, Connecticut 5, New Jersey 31 cases, but one person has died, D.C. has 10 cases, Maryland 12, Delaware 4, Virginia 18, Kentucky 11, North Carolina 17 cases, no deaths, South Carolina 12 cases, Georgia has had one death, 38 cases, Florida has had 50 cases, 2 deaths, and Alaska has a case. The only states, West Virginia hasn't yet, knock on wood, Idaho hasn't yet, and I believe Alabama. Right? All right. So that's where we are with the state count. And, again, question after question I get is one case in Mississippi, and everything's closing down? Well, because that's one case that we know of. When we don't know, we panic. There could be more cases. That's the problem. You know, and again, nobody's telling us, you know, like, let's say, look at Tom Hanks and his wife, Rita Wilson. Okay? They are in quarantine in Australia for coronavirus. Are they feeling fine? Are they talking like you and I? Are they, you know, giggling, feeling good, you know, good appetite, not having any symptoms? My guess is they had some symptoms, and that's why they got tested, unless somebody just tested them, you know, for safety or precaution. But, you know, how bad are the mild cases? So, you know, going back to the question about travel, since we don't know how much panic there's going to be, and you know, this story is unfolding, and you know, every day there's something new coming out that's, you know, causing, you know, the stock market to go up and down. I think the debate this Sunday with Biden and Bernie Sanders is going to be televised, but nobody's going to be in the audience. Now, you would say, well, both Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden are in their, you know, late 70s. Should they avoid going out in public places? I don't know. People want Trump to quarantine himself, not because they love him so much, but because they think he was exposed to that Brazilian politician. So, yeah. Oh, by the way, the launch of ExoMars rover has been delayed. I don't know if, again, that was all coronavirus. They say there was some trouble with parachutes, electronics and software. But, you know, even our intergalactic travel has been an issue. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jugger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.